This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Making headlines at this hour. Abafundi baseMUT bazophonsa amavoti yokukhetha umkhandlu wabafundi kusasa eSemehol. And the African Transformation Movement has accused the government of failing to monitor the workers' pension funds. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Kusasa abafundi baseMUT bazobe bephonsa amavoti abo ukukhetha umkhandlu wabafundi SRC. Lolu ukhetho lubalulekile ngoba lizonquma ukuthi obani abazozimela njengabaholi abafundi belo lamalungelo abo nokuhlinzeka ngezwi elizwakalayo ezindabeni ezithinta abafundi. Abafundi bayakhuthazwa ukuba baphume ngobuningi babo bayovota ngoba ngamunye wabo unomthelela ekusungulweni kwekusasa elingcono lethu sonke eMUT. Izigaba zokuvota zizovuleka ekuseni ngo-8:40 kuze kube u-5 ntambama eSemehol. Uma kukuxaba uyasibikela.
Izikhulu zesikhungo semfundo ephakeme eMUT zithi kubalulekile ukuthi abafundi baphumelele ngobuningi babo beyobhalisela ukuvota ukuze kuqiniseke ukuthi bonke abafundi abanegunya lokuvota bazokwazi ukwenza lokhu ngaphandle kokungabaza nokuthi bazokwazi ukukhetha abaholi abazobamela ngokuzimisela. Bonke abafundi bayakhuthaza ukuthi bathathe leli thuba elibalulekile ukuze bagqugquzele amalungelo abo njengabafundi. Izindaba zase-MUT Radio, ngingumagugu Xaba.
In other news, the African Transformation Movement has accused the ANC-led government of failing to address the widespread exploitation of workers' pension funds. According to the party, 82% of South African companies did not submit pension contributions in 2023 and 2024, reflecting severe mismanagement and corporate greed. ATM spokesperson Zaman Jona says there's an immediate need for measures to recover the lost funds and hold accountable those responsible. He says the Department of Labor must also explain how they failed to detect the lost funds.
It is the responsibility of government to do monitoring and evaluation of their processes. It means that they have been failing to detect in this grand scale the theft that has been conducted, especially by private business, and they have been doing so, victimizing South Africans. So as leaders in government, they must take responsibility.
And finally, Mass Music has officially released its highly anticipated Amapiano project, Lane Yami, featuring major artists like DJ Maphorisa, Kabza De Small and Dali Wonga. However, the album's release wasn't without drama. The tension began with the track Amalanga Wafani. Fans noticed that something Soweto's name was missing from the credits, which led to heated discussions on social media. The issue stemmed from a dispute over master rights, with Something Soweto feeling left out, and he later confessed to lying about DJ Maphorisa's involvement in his 2019 album Is Piti Piti. Something Soweto explained that his dishonesty was due to insecurity. He believed associating with Maphorisa would help sell more records. In the lead up to Lanyam release, the controversy surrounding Amalanga grew. Fans were curious to see if Soweto would feature on the track. However, when the album dropped, South African musician Sihle, whose real name is Percy Finkosi, had replaced his vocals, leaving many surprised. A recap of your top story this hour. Kusasa abafundi baseMUT bazobe bephonsa amavoti abo ukukhetha umkhandlu wabafundi iSRC eSemehol. I'll be coming through with your final news update at the top of the hour for MUT News. I am Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.